Welcome to the third installment of our podcast. Jackman Simon is discussing the team's commitment, how well we work together, and also diving deeper into the opportunities that exist within blockchain as well as the independent contractor space. Enjoy.
Well, I think the other important point is that all of us here on the team are investors in the company, and we were relentlessly focused literally from day one on building a product before we went to the market.
Exactly.
And so in 95%, close to 95%, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in about 95% of the ICOs that we worked with or dealt with, they had pretty much nothing. They had a hope and a dream. Right. Of course, a hope and a dream is not bankable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we were very focused on developing the product so that we can actually go out to the market. And what do? We did out and did usability testing. So we went out to our users, social media, and said, tell us what you think, because this product is going to be built and designed for you. So, you know, this goes back to the governance structure of our company, the culture, and really building a company around user needs. And you know, I'm curious to get your take, John, on, you know, Constant talked about the world of work is changing. That example in New York, independent contractors, the world of work is changing dramatically. The notion of working for a company for 10, 15 years and getting the golden watch and the pension, those days are over. It's too costly. So in terms of marketing and services, how have things changed there? And how can these platforms facilitate that?
Let me give you some stats. Like right now, 50% of U.S. millennial workers are independent contractors. That's just the millennial. One-third of the entire workforce is. We're talking about 50%, 20 to 2022, half of all American workers will in some way be performing as independent contractors. The numbers are simply staggering. The reason this is happening is when we're offered more flexibility, when we're given more control over our own day-to-day life, a lot of us want that. Now, an older audience, it's ironic. It kind of skews from the 40s to the 50s, males a little bit more than females. But in general, from your 40s to your 50s, it looks like from the stats that we're getting, you want something a little more stable. But then after that, or before that, certainly before that, so we're talking about millennials, Gen Y and Gen Z, Gen Z, as the Americans say, it's phenomenal how much of a percentage of that population wants the control and the freedom and the flexibility of lifestyle that remote working / freelancing / being an independent contractor offers them.
But I think it's fair to say that when they go out and take this leap in the marketplace because they don't have the security of getting that paycheck, it's a bit frightening for some folks. So
it's terribly frightening.
How do they manage that? How is that process managed?
Absolutely. Well said. Good question. Absolutely frightening. Ponster and I have had a lot of hours of conversation about this because we have both been freelancers. And certainly when I ran my ad agency, I was hiring freelancers on a continual basis. And then we were also serving as freelancers to bigger agencies. You know, the bigger fish eat the smaller fish. That's just the way it works in that industry. And I think the key is that there is a mindset that is shifting and it's taking on more risk because the landscape of who we hire and how we hire is changing.
Just to add more perspective to that, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you were in a situation where, as Jack mentioned, you worked somewhere for 15 years, then you got the golden watch, and then you were out of there. And then started the massive layoffs. So this was a huge shock to the system where people that had worked somewhere for 15, 20 years had absolutely no idea or clue what they were going to do next. Now what's happened, though, with the new millennials coming up, they have already been indoctrinated into the system where they cannot rely on any one entity to fulfill their needs for any long and particular extended period of time. So now you have people that are on social media and making money on social media. They're on YouTube and have more followers than a lot of the major media outlet, get more views and more eyeballs and making six-figure incomes from producing their own content and Instagram. So you have a new generation, Jack, to answer your question, that is already indoctrinated to the new system of this gig economy.
I don't know about you guys, but I love it when Constant gets talking about this particular subject, because he becomes so passionate and he has so much history to that. Like, Constant and I have had conversations about the industrial revolutions and how they've led to this new freelancer economy and how it is literally changing the world. I love that history and the history of the evolution of work. The reality is this is changing whether we want it to or not. When I was running my agency, it dawned on me one day when it became readily available that you could hire, for example, Indians or you could hire Russians or Chinese programmers. And when I found out that we were paying 10 times less than we were for our North American competitors, they can code just as well. This truly is a revolution in the workforce. And LinkChain is there at the precise moment when this revolution is occurring. And that is one of the things that I think is so exciting, both to our community and to our potential investors, that they love to be a part of this new surge.
Very well said.
I mean, yeah, it seems to me also, you know, given Constance's background, extensive background in supply chain logistics and management, that there's a bigger picture here to LinkChain. That yes, we're focused on independent contractors, but it seems to be there's a bigger supply chain analysis or picture here with AutoMatch and CircuMatch. So what is that bigger picture? How does that take shape?
Great question. I cannot tell. Well, Constant, you can speak to this better than I can even. You've done way more hiring on Upwork than I have. Can you talk a little bit about how CircuMatch just circumvents all this?
Absolutely. Let me provide more context. Jack mentioned usability testing, and this is to kind of take you through some of the major updates that we've had.
Good point.
Usability testing started because we released our MVP in November. So I want to, you know, make that in terms of a
good. Good.
We released our MVP in November, 2 months ahead of schedule. And as a result, we had over 100 users on our platform testing it and providing us with feedback on the platform. So once we completed the usability testing, we fed that information back to our developers, and they're going back and they are
responding,
updating our system as a result of that. So as we were onboarding the users, the usability testers onto our platform and hiring them, and we actually hired them from Upwork, it took us 4 hours between
right.
Nancy and myself
right.
to hire. We had to go through hire, and then put the rate in, hire, 150
Crazy.
Times.
Crazy.
Now, imagine with, this is actually a feature within the system, that you can check one box and
right.
hire 100 people at one time instead of yes. having to go through and hire. Upwork does not have this, and Fiverr does not have this.
No one has it that I know.
Exactly. So in terms of how we differentiate ourselves, we're not just an Upwork, Me Too. We have technology with AutoMatch and CircuMatch, and we also have auto hiring where we can, with one click, save time, energy, and efficiency.
What I love about the way that we distinguish, although these features, AutoMatch and CircuMatch, share a lot of code, they don't share all their code. They're different results. One will automatically source and hire. That's AutoMatch. And then CircuMatch will present choices, but they're very limited, defined choices. And I think the critical thing we should mention here, Constant, is that these choices are, in both cases, are built on AI.
I'm an independent contractor in this example. How is this going to get me more business, and how does this distinguish ourselves from our competitors in terms of those features?
This is actually a very key feature for the buyer to be able to source multiple users at once, independent contractors at once, in terms of and identifying close matches. On the supplier side, the supplier is benefited by having multiple opportunities, multiple jobs that they can search.
you just very carefully used the IC denominator. So you were talking about the independent contractors. I went to see a doctor 6 weeks ago. It was the first time I had ever gone into a clinic. Medical clinics here in Ontario, Canada are free. Met a doctor over a computer screen. I was diagnosed by a nurse. Check your temperature and check your blood pressure. But everything else happened through a computer screen that was trained. We did video chat. It's just another example of the kinds of jobs. And I've certainly seen, Jack, you could speak to this, in the legal industry as well. And all of this, Constant, is in support of exactly what you're saying.
I used to work for an engineering firm, and 100% of our business was done by identifying independent contractors, and we would place them out on jobs. We would get a contract, for example, with Ford Motor Company to supply them with 100 weld engineers. So we'd go out and we'd find 100 weld engineers and we'd negotiate our rates with them. Negotiate the rates with Ford to say, okay, Ford's going to pay us $75 per hour for each one of these engineers. We'd negotiate a rate with them of $55 an hour, and we put them out on the job if they were out there for 4 months, 5 months. So we were able to do $80 million worth of business just by doing that.
I'm not surprised. When I was running my agency, we got a very large contract work, and those people were paid $135 an hour. And that's a huge number. Randstad was making over 40% profit on those people. One of the reasons that I look at something like LinkedIn and think, dear Lord, there's hope.
And to your point, John, your experience within the independent contractor segment with a company like Randstad, my experience with the engineering firm, to answer the question that John asked earlier, of how does this benefit suppliers, we have experience with helping individuals set up their own independent contractor business. So how do you get started? How do you price? How do you quote business? What jobs should you go after and which jobs should you stay away from? There's going to be, and this was Jack's brainchild, of having education on the platform.
Brilliant idea.
So we have videos. We have help sections on how to quote and how to set up. What happens most times is that people go on Upwork and other platforms. They submit a couple of proposals. It doesn't work and they quit.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But there is a formula. There is a formula to developing, identifying new business and getting new contract. And that's something through the LinkChain system that we can help the independent contractor. As you can see, talking about the independent contractor space is something that I am very passionate about because I see the tremendous opportunities that exist within this space. Tune in to our fourth and final segment of our first podcast. We'll see you there.